Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
A time for everything. Our verse for today is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. I suppose we didn't study Ecclesiastes in my childhood Sunday school classes, because for a long time I thought this verse and the examples of opposite human experiences, such as life and death, planting and reaping, weeping and laughing, love and hate, war and peace, and others, in the following 8 verses, were the lyrics to a song. And they are. Singer and activist Paul Seeger wrote the song, Turn, 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 in 1961, incorporating these verses from Ecclesiastes, and it was recorded by several groups and individual artists over the years. The 1965 version by The Byrds is likely the most well-known. So how did a few verses from wisdom literature in the Old Testament inspire a songwriter and singer known for his protest songs? Of course, I do not really know the answer to that question, but I can make a guess. As a songwriter focusing on current issues and problems in the 1960s, Seeger looked to the Bible to explain and help human beings deal with the tumult and trauma of the time. Then, as now, people were dealing with social unrest, racism, abuse of human rights, and political violence. These are the themes of the human experience in any century. A common lament is, "Where is God when his people are suffering?" This passage reminds us that all human beings suffer, but we also find joy and happiness in life. In verse 12, the writer states that there is nothing better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves as long as they live. Life should not be lived in constant sorrow or foreboding of the next bad thing that will happen. God's plan is not meant to be altered or understood. We are creatures of time and place, but God's love is infinite and beyond our understanding. We are to have faith and hope and trust in God's plan. Having faith, hope, and trust in the dark times mentioned in verses 2 through 8, death, weeping, tearing apart, hate, war, is not easy, but it is what we as children of God are called to do. With the love and support of Christian friends, leaning on each other as members of the body of Christ, we can do together what we cannot do alone. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we confess that at times we are overwhelmed by the evil we see in the world. It is hard to find the light of love and peace. Even when we cannot see it, we know it is there. Help us to look past the trials of this world and find comfort in your eternal promises. Even as we look forward, let us not forget to do what we can to ease the suffering of others. Give us the strength and grace to serve you. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Pat Scruggs.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, ST, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.